of the Bible in the broader sense. And what I mean by that is the impersonation of the dead is already going on in a very public way. Mary is dead. Some of the apparitions bring Joseph. Some of the apparitions bring baby Jesus. Now, that's a little bit different. Jesus isn't dead, but they are bringing Joseph and Mary back from the dead, and that is the medium that Satan is guiding the Catholic Church. Continuing on with this quote on the next page. The signs and wonder of spiritualism will become more and more pronounced as the professed Christian world rejects the plainly revealed truths of the Word of God and refuses to be guided by the plain, thus saith the Lord, accepting instead the doctrines and commandments of men. Through rejecting light and truth, many are deciding their destiny for eternal death, and as men reject the truth, the Spirit of God will gradually withdraw itself from earth, and the prince of this earth will have more and more control over his subjects. He will show great signs and wonders as credentials of his divine claims, and through spiritualism will work against Christ and his agencies. The next quote tells us that we should not go to places where spiritualistic... That's what is occurring in the realm of Catholicism, where the spiritualistic manifestations are taking place, is genuine. It's genuinely satanic, but it's genuine. And it has a purpose. And the purpose would be guided and designed by Satan. And we've already looked at what Satan's purpose for Catholicism is. It's to provide him a structure to take control of the world. That in itself is an interesting enough study. But when we come to this next study, what we're going to read back into it is where I got myself off on the limb a long time ago, and it's this. As we look at what Mary is teaching Catholicism to believe, we see a sequence of their understanding that very much aligns with our understanding of end time events, if you understand them correctly. When they say Christ is coming back, we know that's the impersonation of Christ by Satan. And when you bring these things together, you will clearly see that Satan is preparing his devotees in his church, which we just read, he has a church, to believe that Christ will return right around the beginning of the year 2000. And we know that that comes after the Sunday law in the United States. And if we'd had more time to look at it closely, it is black and white, brothers and sisters, that at the Sunday law in the United States, our probation closes at Seventh-day Adventist. So we'll take a short break. I think in the bulletin it